Anyone here putting in winter wheat? You can tell me when the best time to do that is. Okay. Someone told, I had a farmer in here one time who said, you know, well, because I don't understand why you put in winter wheat, because it, does it grow over the winter?
Well, I think they put it in more, in climates. Huh? Do they grow winter wheat here? There's more like Kansas and they
don't grow winter wheat, sure.
Doesn't it have to do something with soil erosion or I don't know.
No. Okay. I don't think so. You know about winter wheat. What do you know about winter wheat?
It doesn't require...
Doesn't require
a lot of moisture.
Yeah. Does it require wheat? It requires wheat, but not a lot of moisture.
It grows. It grows in arid environments like Western Oregon.
But I mean, when do you put it in is the question. By now?
Yeah.
I got to get out there. Well, you know, Thanksgiving coming up, holiday time of the year again, and, you know, my kids, when they were little... could not believe that Thanksgiving didn't used to be Black Friday Eve. You know? Or that Black Friday did not begin when pilgrims and Indians decided to share a shopping experience and said, hey, let's eat first. And that was the first Thanksgiving. But as is annual, my want to do, it's this is called Dessert Errata. It's a prayer of Thanksgiving. Do you, I don't know if you want to do any music for this or not. If you feel like it. You know, it's the same old, same old. Yeah. Dessert Errata, a prayer of thanksgiving. Go resignedly to the folks, remembering it's just for a few hours. Though you must make appearances at her side as well as your own, eat with as much relish as you can muster, for this too shall pass. Choose carefully your words, gingerly stepping around your cousin Leah's latest fiasco with the Arthur Murray instructor. And ask not about Marlene. Let on not that you have heard these stories before, and utter them not aloud simultaneously, nor anticipate the punchlines. Chew with vigor and bite thy tongue, for the bird hath been cooked since Tuesday. Yet praise it tenderly, for it never heard a compliment in life. Be sage about the dressing, though you know not the origin of the little hard things. Should you bite into a wedding band, return it with discretion. Though it resembles syrup, pour not the manischewitz on the sherbet. Avoid your Uncle Lou. He is vexatious to the spirit. Kick not your little brother under the table, but show the forbearance of the season and pound him later. Picture Naomi and the kids as alien life forms and learn from them. Shout not at Graham, for she heareth what she chooseth. Though you take on much wine, sing not the Barber of Seville, nor show undue attention to your niece, who has become quite the young lady. If belch thou must, let it not herald the start of a contest. Mince no words over the pie, which passeth all understanding. Above all, say nothing on the ride home, even though the temptation to cite what might have happened, but didn't, be great. For that, give silent thanks, resolving to firm up those plans for Aruba over Christmas. Amen. Dessert Errata, a prayer of Thanksgiving. For Thanksgiving, I hope you have a wonderful one. Hope you have a wonderful one. Everyone has good food and good fun. And we don't play the Lions this year. Oh, yes, we do.
Sunday.
We play. It's supposed to play on Thanksgiving, though. Who's playing on Thanksgiving? The Bears? Oh, no.
No, the Bears.
Unkindest pet of all.
They're not Thanksgiving.
Is there a Thanksgiving game?
Yeah,
NFL?
Sure.
Huh? Oh.
It's probably the Lions.
Very upsetting.
Lions and the Cowboys play everybody.
Yeah, there we go.
Lions and the Cowboys?
Not each other.
Okay, don't confuse me. Not each other. I don't understand what you're saying. Used to be the Packers and the Lions. You sit there and, you know, have little manischewitz and watch that. Yes, it's time for Thanks for the Memos. It was sent in by actual listeners to prove that we have them. And here's a memo right here that I have in my hands. The subject is pigeons. To all building users, the subject pigeons, importance high. All. The pigeons are getting into the office areas from the warehouse and into the warehouse from open dock doors. Last year, we had the exterminators come out on several occasions. Year after year, we are paying to have pigeons trapped and taken away. This is an expense that we should not have, or at minimum, that is, if we all did our part. Warehouse personnel have to keep the dock doors closed when not in use, nor should we feed the pigeons. Today, a pigeon was taken from the cafe. which had to be cleaned afterwards. This is a continuous issue. The cost for the exterminators, security, and fire marshals were often summoned to remove a pigeon. Just parenthetically, would you call a fire marshal to remove a pigeon? What is the, you know, that goes on all our taxes. Okay. Who are often summoned to remove a pigeon. It is all a cost to the company, and if we all work at minimizing the casuals, we can decrease the problem. Your assistance and communication to your personnel is appreciated. Regards, facilities manager. Thank you so much for that ridiculous memo about pigeons. We don't have enough to worry about. We got to worry about pigeons flying in the warehouse. How is that our problem?
Not my problem.
That's working conditions. That's the company's problem. So where should they send the memos and just communications of any sort they might have?
If people want to send memos or letters or anything.
What have you?
They can send them into whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, yeah. Subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and find a place to post it there. If they want to send actual objects in the mail, they can send them to 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706, care of What Do You Know? Thanks for the memos.